CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Well, I thought I'd call you, Myra, and tell you that we got the snapshots back from the pictures we took on our European trip, and I thought maybe you'd like to drop over this morning for a cup of coffee, and I could show you, you know, all the... Yeah. What? Oh. Well, I'll be home all day. Why don't you come on over after you're through there? Oh. Well, you know, fine. Call me if you find that you have time. All right, Myra. Goodbye.
Myra busy this morning, too?
Dentist, she said.
Mm-hmm. Well, Ceci went off to school without her rubbers, and I know it's going to rain. Is Myra coming over?
No. Oh. Dentist. I don't understand it. When I think of all the time I spent listening to her and looking at dozens of her snapshots when she got back from Europe last year, really.
I don't understand is Anne Lundell. Why, you even gave a party for them when they got back from their trip, and she hasn't even called you.
Yeah, she called. She told me all about her mother's operation.
Boy, I love people who do that. Well, same thing at the office. Everybody says, well, how was Europe? Yeah. I say, fine. Yeah. And, well, that's the end of it.
I know. Oh, now what is wrong with the toaster again?
Darling, it isn't the toaster. I told you we got a short somewhere in this kitchen circuit. You better call the electrician.
Uh-huh. Well, first I'm going to call Eleanor. Ask her to drop over for coffee and see our snapshot.
Yeah. Well, look, take a word of advice from me, will you? Just ask her for coffee and don't mention the picture.
Oh, honey, not Eleanor. That's one nice thing. You can always count on your best friends anyhow.
Today in America's Midwest, a courageous woman with a synthetic kneecap walks on crutches, wearing braces on her legs. She drives her own car and is learning to fly a plane. Her battle for independence, in spite of crippling arthritis, merits more than applause and sympathy. This woman is one of 11 million American sufferers from arthritis and related diseases. The fact that she walks at all is directly due to past support given the Arthritis and Rheumatism Foundation. This month, your donation is solicited again so that more courageous victims may come back from crippling arthritis and cures ultimately will be found for these diseases. Where to give that support? To your local chapter of the Arthritis and Rheumatism Foundation. To this chapter and others like it all over America, your donations are funneled into research, treatment, and rehabilitation. Help victims of arthritis and rheumatism live near normal lives. Give to your local Arthritis and Rheumatism Foundation.
And here's Betsy. Now, this was taken in front of the drawbridge at the Tower of London. Just right, the moat here. You can't see it, but the moat's on the other side. Oh, Elmer, the tower is just... fascinating.
That's me in the background buying postcards.
And then, did I tell you I had a postcard from Barbara Langley? They moved to Denver, you know, about a month after you left on the trip. Really? No, I didn't know that. Well, anyhow, here's one we took at Stratford. Yes. That's me looking just awful.
No.
Yes, I do. It's terrible. Wind was blowing so that day. Now that, this was taken from a picture's birthplace. Really, Ellen, we had more funny experiences. First of all, these watermelon pictures.
I haven't told you what happened at the club while you were gone.
Oh, it was so funny.
Did I write it to you?
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
Why, they booked two big wedding receptions at the club for the same night, and no one knows yet how it happened, but there was the most awful mix-up.
Yes, I can imagine. Well, anyhow, the day we left Stratford,
one of the receptions was for the Gleason wedding. You know, Patty Gleason married the Hartman boy.
They got
married the day after the Shriners parade. You should have seen the parade. They had the loveliest floats. I think I wrote you that Mary Lou was asked to ride on one of the floats.
Yes, I think you wrote that, Eleanor. Yes, you wrote us all about that, Eleanor. I'll bet Betsy was thrilled.
I should say she was, and I was, too.
I'll bet you were. Well, she's a beautiful child, Eleanor. I imagine she just looked like a fairy princess.
Well, if I do say so myself, she did. Of course, she kept saying to me, "Oh, Mother, I just feel like a queen riding on that float." I have the picture that was in the paper of the parade in my wallet. Just a minute.
Yes.
Here. That was the Pine City Dairy float, which was just beautiful.
It was
a big white swan. Mm-hmm. Then in the back of it was the Haley Drugstore float. Mm-hmm. It was an enormous chocolate soda.
Oh, dear,
it's too bad this isn't in color, because that's Mary Lou on top in a bright red organdy dress. She was the cherry on top of the chocolate soda.
How nice.
Sounds lovely.
Yes. Well, I must admit we were pretty thrilled about it, because there were a lot of girls trying out for it, but they picked Mary Lou.
Oh, goodness,
look at the time. I must run.
Well, you just came
down
there.
Oh,
I've hardly shown you any of our snacks.
I know, and I'm dying to see them and hear all about the trip, but I've got marketing to do, and then I must get home and start dinner, and
it's only 3:15.
You've got more company anyhow. I just saw a car drive in.
No, that's just the electrician.
I have to take Mary Lou for a music lesson at 4:30, so I must go. That evening, we must all get together, because I know Fred will want to hear all about the trip, too. My picture of the parade.
Right here.
As a matter of fact, you can keep it if you want to.
The night it came out
in the paper, Fred rushed downtown and bought about 50 papers so we'd have plenty to send to our relatives.
I
must run.
Yes. Goodbye.
Goodbye,
Honor.
I guess it's true. No one really wants to hear you tell about your trip, even my best friend.
Well, dear, it's not every day one's child gets to be the cherry on top of a chocolate soda. That must be the electrician's back door. You go let him in. I'll gather up the coffee cups and bring them out.
Yes, all right, Anna. I'll let him. Of course, what I loved was the way she said Mary Lou tried out for it. How do you audition to be the top of a chocolate soda?
Yes.
I'm coming. Oh, dear. Oh, come in.
Beans Electric.
Yes, come in. I remember you, Mr. Beans. Come in. Well, I don't know what's wrong exactly. My husband says we must have a short somewhere in the kitchen circuit, or we keep blowing the fuse.
Well, I'll see if I can't find the trouble. Did you have a nice trip?
Yesterday we blew out 2 fuses, and I just... What did you say?
Didn't you just take a trip to Europe?
Yes. Yes, how did you know?
Oh, I saw it in the paper. Did you have a nice trip?
Yes, we had a wonderful trip.
I suppose every country is different.
Oh, yes, it is.
In what ways are they different?
Well, scenery, customs, food. Oh, my goodness, now don't get me started.
I think it's interesting to hear what someone has to say who's really been there. Did you get any good pictures?
Aunt Effie, put on some more coffee. Do sit down, Mr. Baines.
Now, that was taken at the top of Mount Vesuvius. In fact, it got very windy when we were up there, and we had to stay here until the wind died down, because they don't run the chairlifts in a high wind.
You see the picture, Miss Vane? And my husband said, with our luck, that would be just the time Mount Vesuvius would decide to erupt again.
Well, that's real interesting about the chairlift. That's the kind of thing you don't read about in guidebooks. That's why I say it's more interesting to hear someone tell about it who's been there.
Well, he certainly talked an arm and a leg off of you.
I've enjoyed every minute. Tell me, did you go up in the Leaning Tower of Pisa?
Oh, yes, and that was fascinating. My heavens, is he home already? Hi, dear, we're in the kitchen.
Now, here's a picture, Mr. Ben, taken from the top of the Leaning Tower.
Here is a home. Hello,
what's
dear.
What's going on?
Goodness, I didn't realize it was nearly 6:00.
Hello, Mr. Piper.
Mr. Baines, dear. The electrician.
Oh, yes, sure. Hello, Mr. Baines. Well, what was it?
What's dear?
What was wrong with the wiring?
We never got around to that. Mr. Baines and Ben, just darling, you wanted to hear all about our trip. My goodness, have we been chattering for 3 hours? Oh, isn't that terrible, Mr.
Three
Baines?
3 hours?
Oh, that's all right, Mr. Piper. I've enjoyed hearing every bit of it.
Well, that's fine. But, I'd like to speak to my wife a minute.
What's the matter?
Could you just...
Come in the other room a minute, please, dear.
Oh, brother, this miserable cold and my sinuses.
Haven't you heard about Dristan? Dristan decongestant tablets not only help drain all 8 sinus cavities, critical areas of colds infection, but circulating through the blood, Dristan reaches all congested areas. In one fast-acting, uncoated, 3-layer tablet, Dristan, for the first time, combines a decongestant to shrink all swollen membranes, relieve pressure and pain, an exclusive anti-allergic to help keep breathing passages dry and clear, pain relievers to ease body aches, reduce fever, vitamin C to help build body resistance. This is Dristan. Today, Dristan is widely imitated, but the exclusive Dristan formula cannot be duplicated. For real relief from cold, misery, and sinus congestion, there is nothing, nothing like Dristan decongestant tablets.
I don't think you're right at all.
I am telling you, electricians charge at least $6 an hour labor charges. In other words, you have to tell somebody about your trip. It's already cost us $18. And he hasn't even fixed the wiring.
I don't think he's going to charge us for these 3 hours, dear.
He's got to begin with. He's only a cousin, not a partner of the Mr. Baines who owns the electric company. And if I know that guy, and I do, he keeps track of every minute that his men are out on a job.
Well, I'm sorry. He's the first person we found who wants to hear about our trip, and I guess it just went to our heads.
Yeah, well, I know how you feel.
Well, it's hard to believe that he's really interested. Honey, if I say we had breakfast on the train from Paris to Venice, he says, "What did you have to eat?" When I said we saw Shakespeare's play Pericles at the Stratford Theater, he said, "What's that play about?"
No.
Yes. Now, honey, you know as well as I do, listeners like that just don't grow on trees.
Oh, you're right. Hey, look, you think you'd like to see our movies and also hear about my being trapped in a suit of armor and being challenged to a duel in Paris?
I mentioned them, and he said he was dying to hear.
Look,
really.
I'm dying to tell it, too, but I don't want to pay time and a half, a double time. Let's pass him over some evening, huh?
Here, a bird in the hand is worth 2 in the bush. Mr. Baines! Come on, dear.
Yeah?
Come on with me.
Yeah.
We've got a big steak for dinner. Why don't you stay and eat with us? Mr. Baines, you said your wife was out of town.
Well, if it's no extra trouble. In the meantime, I'll fix your wiring. Free of charge. Because I sure would appreciate seeing all those movies you took in Europe. I'll fix the wiring right now.
Oh, well, this is what seems wrong, Mr. Baines.
Boy, how you misjudge people, huh? You know, I always thought that guy was so dumb. Wondered how he even knew how to change a fuse. Tell that here he is kind, generous, interested in people.
I know.
You know, he's one of the rarest things in the world, a man who listens.
I know it. So get out the movie projector before he gets away.
Yeah, boy, I sure will.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce, with Margaret Hamilton, Dorothy Duckworth, and Phil Kramer, and is produced by Walter Hart.